JT, dude, you gotta help me out, man. I got a major problem.
Sure, man. What is it?
I'm dead.
You mean you're in trouble?
No, I mean I'm dead. Deceased. Pushing up the daisies. That sweet chariot is swinging low and coming for it to carry me home.
Cody, what are you talking about?
This. Check it out. The newspaper ran my obituary this morning. I wasn't even cold yet.
Cody Lambert of Port Washington, Wisconsin, died yesterday of natural causes.
You see? I'm on the voyage to that final frontier from which the Enterprise never returns. Oh, God.
Cody, you're not dead. Think about it. If you're dead, then how come we can see you?
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, maybe I'm a ghost. Cool. Dude, I always wanted to walk through a wall. All right. Dude. Maybe St. Peter didn't get my paperwork yet.
This is Frank Lambert over at Lambert Construction.
Dad,
yeah, Al, would you just wait a minute, please? Thank you. Have my roofing tiles come in yet?
My waffles are cold.
Just a minute, Mark. Karen, how's this? Karen, how's this?
Give me a minute, would you please?
Dad, it's a spa.
Mom, waffles.
Just a minute, Mark.
Mom, they're cold.
Give me that. There. Now they're hot.
All right.
Now, I'm sorry, pal. That's just not gonna cut it, okay?
Dad, permission slip.
Yeah, okay, hang on here. But well, when are they coming in anyway? Huh?
Permission slip.
Well, listen, hey, that's not gonna work because I'm putting the roof on today. Listen, I ordered those tiles 6 weeks ago.
Permission slip.
Can you promise me that they'd be in, but... Yeah, hold on a minute. Hold on. Who are you?
I'm Brenda's friend. Can I go to the museum too?
Sure, why not? Okay, listen. You call me as soon as they come in, would you? No problem, pal.
Come on, let's go. Okay, kids, come on. Everybody in the car. Here's your
shotgun.
No, Brenda's got the Cub Scouts. Maybe on the weekend, huh?
Oh, I'll get back to you.
Yeah, you'll get back to me.
Come on, Dad. We're late.
You'll get back to me?
Frank, this is crazy. I mean, we have not spent 5 minutes alone together in the last month.
I know. And it's going to stop tonight. You're going to call and cancel your PTA meeting.
Oh,
I'm going to make us a reservation at Chez Paris restaurant, okay? We'll have a nice quiet dinner, go to a movie, we'll park by the lake, and I can help you work off some of those post-pregnancy pounds.
Well, if I have to work out, I guess I might as well work out on you.
I got the blues. I got the blues. I got the woke up yesterday morning feeling pretty good. Then the big kahuna called me home. Now I'm just looking for those pearly gates blues.
Hey, Cody, how's it going?
How do you think it's going? I'm dead. Man, frankly, this whole thing's starting to bunch my shorts.
Cody, for the 100th time, you're not dead.
Oh, yes, I am, bro. Dude, now I even got documentation to prove it. Okay? This morning, I went to my bank machine to get out some cash, you know, for my cemetery plot, my shroud, other sundry items I might need in the afterlife. Check this out. I put my card in the machine. Guess what it said?
You have lost your mind.
No, that's not it. It said account closed, cardholder deceased. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door, and I'm penniless to boot. Man, that gives me the blues. I got the blues. I got the Just Bought Time magazine for 5 years. Now I'm not going to get to read it, so I got ripped off even though they sent me my free football phone blues.
Thank you, girls, for taking care of Lily tonight.
No problem. It'll be cool.
Okay, Frank and I are bringing the cellular phone, so you can reach us at any time. And here are the numbers for the pediatrician, the restaurant, the poison control center, and the medevac helicopter in case you have to airlift the baby to Chicago.
Mom,
With all due respect to your mothering abilities, taking care of a baby is not that complicated. You know, I mean, they eat, they sleep, they poop. Kind of like JT.
Well, I know it all seems very simple, but taking care of a baby is a lot harder than you think.
Believe me, we can handle a night with the baby.
Okay, honey, come on, let's hurry up. We only have 3.5 hours to be alone. Let's move.
Okay, all right,
bye, girls. Bye, Nini. Goodbye. Bye, Lily. Here we go.
Bye-bye.
Okay, here we go. Bye, girls.
Okay, oh, and remember, there are extra diapers in the closet, and make sure you put her down by 7.
Oh, look at that. 3 hours and 26 minutes now.
Call me.
Bye, call. We'll call.
What's that smell?
Well, I would say that the baby just dropped a diaper potato.
Gross.
Karen, relax. This is no big deal. One of us just takes the baby upstairs and changes the diaper. Go ahead, Al.
Me? Why do I have to do it?
Because you're the youngest, and majority rules. All in favor of Al changing the baby, say aye.
Aye.
Man, what a rip.
Oh, my God, it's green.
Madame.
Thank you.
Monsieur. How are you this evening?
Yeah, well, we don't have 7 little brats hanging on us. We're doing great.
Well, Pierre wants everything to be absolument parfait, especially pour madame.
Ooh, vive la France.
Pierre, how come it's so quiet in here tonight?
Ah, we have a little problem. The help just went on strike. But do not worry. Pierre will make this evening très beau.
Wow. Voici la Grey Poupon.
Frank, I didn't know you spoke French.
Well, I want this evening to be très bon.
Oh, how romantic.
Can we help you with something?
Yeah, you folks plan on eating here tonight?
Well, yeah.
Well, we're striking this establishment for unfair business practices. We would appreciate it if you would take your restaurant dollars elsewhere.
Well, Mr.
Soupy.
Mr. Soupy, I'm real sorry about the strike, but Pierre is a very nice man.
Yeah, so come on, give us a break here, can't you? I mean, I haven't been alone with my wife in months. We have 7 kids, huh?
Yeah, well, we got kids, too, and you strike breakers are taking the food right out of their mouths. Hey, kids, come over here and look at the people that are starving you to death. Go ahead, take a look at these faces and then try and eat.
Come on,
break this down. Go on, get back on the picket line.
And then Prince Charming, who had gorgeous eyes like that tasty Val Kilmer in Batman Forever, kissed Sleeping Beauty, who had dark raven hair like me. And Prince Charming whisked Sleeping Beauty away to his castle, where they drove matching Beamers and lived happily ever after. The end.
Well, Lily, as entertaining as that inane drivel may have been, that is not the way it happened. Sleeping Beauty was not some helpless, bubble-headed female. No, no. She was an intelligent, capable woman who chose to sleep alone rather than marry some macho creep. Prince Charming, therefore, did not set her free, but rather condemned her to a life of marital enslavement, which male-dominated society has perpetrated since the beginning of time.
Where do you get this slop?
Feminist fairy tales. It's a very important book.
What's the difference? The baby's asleep. Let's go. Wow, getting her to sleep was pretty easy.
Of course. It's like I told Mom, any boob can take care of a baby. Oh, nice going, boob. Relax. Read her another story, and she'll go right back to sleep. Oh, my God. We locked the baby in the bedroom.
She's okay. She's chewing on our foot.
All right. This should do it. All right, give me a hammer.
No, Dana, come on.
Just give me the hammer.
Dana, I'm telling you.
Give me it. We've got to get the door open before Mom gets home.
Okay, fine. You're crazy.
All right, I have to try and loosen it up.
Nice going, Bob Vila. Okay. I called the fire department. They're on their way.
Fire department? Karen! We do not need men to help us. We are three strong women. We're capable of handling this ourselves.
Hello?
Hi, honey.
Oh, Mom, I'm so glad you called. We have got a huge problem.
Give me it! Speak, you die.
Hi, Mom.
Dana, what's going on? What's the huge problem?
Oh, you know, Karen. Zits. So how's dinner?
Oh, well, we had a little trouble at the restaurant, so we're going to an early movie. How's the baby?
She's fine.
That must be the fireman.
Fireman? Dana, what's going on?
We're watching Backdraft. You know the movie with all the firemen running around? Yeah, that Billy Baldwin is such a hottie, huh? Mom, I gotta go.
All right, well, call me if you need me.
Will do.
Bye.
Bye.
It's right over here.
Oh, joy. Here come the big, strong firemen to save the day. What are you gonna do, break down the door with your axe?
You? Got a screwdriver?
Let me save you some time. I tried that. It does not work. Well, sure, after I loosened it up for him.
Excuse us. Boy, this is some romantic dinner.
We've got 2.5 hours left on our date. Let's just relax and enjoy the movie. Would you tell him to be
honest? Well, honey, he's coughing up a lung. I don't think he's doing it on purpose.
We better head home. Looks like rain.
What'd he say? Something about a train. A train? No Nobody rides a train anymore.
Cousin Edna does. She's afraid of flying.
Is that Meg Ryan? I love her. She was in that movie.
Mm-hmm, when Harry met Sally.
No, the other one.
When a man loves a woman?
No, the one with what's his name? That Forrest Gump guy.
Oh, yeah. What's the name of that movie?
Get Sleepless in Seattle. They started it?
Is this yours?
No.
Sure.
Nice. We're all alone on a lake on a beautiful night.
Hmm? Yeah, that's better than a movie. Mm-hmm. And the following preview has been approved for adult audiences only.
Frank! Wild animal.
You ain't seen nothing yet, honey.
No, Frank, outside.
I love alfresco, okie dokie.
That's a bear.
Duh.
What?
Well, do something.
What?
We'll scare it off.
Shoe bear. Shoe go bear. Go bear and shoot. No, oh, not no. On my crotch. I just waxed my crotch.
Oh, boy, this is perfect. Now the whole evening is ruined. First, the Incredible Hulk tells me I can't eat my favorite restaurant. And Dr. Hockenflynn blows lung butter all over my hot dog. And now I got a bear using my truck for a doghouse. Get out of here! Oh, what are you laughing at? Well, duck it up, honey, because I hope you realize the next chance you and I have to be alone is about the turn of the century.
Frank, I know we're really desperate to be alone, but sometimes things just don't work out like you plan. What are we going to do? There's a bear on our hood.
Are you still hungry?
I'm starving.
Well, let's see what I can do here.
Yeah, hey, Tony. Yeah, Frank Lambert here. I'd like to order a pizza, a number 3 with extra cheese. You're going to have to deliver it up here to Blue Ridge Lake. I'll be the only truck with a bear on the hood.
The point is, the reason there aren't more female firefighters is that men are still stereotyping us as docile, domesticated, subservient creatures.
More iced tea?
No, we really should get back to the station.
Mayday, Dan Carroll just pulled up.
All right, everybody out.
Oh, I get it. You don't want your mom to know you screwed up and locked the baby in the bedroom.
Move it, fire boy. Girls. Mom.
So, is everything okay with the baby?
Wonderful. Like I say, taking care of babies is a breeze.
Well, maybe you'd like to explain why there is a fire truck parked out front.
I can explain the fire truck.
You don't have to. The man driving the fire truck just did. So, is there anything that you would like to say to me? Come on, say the words. Taking care
of a baby is harder than I thought.
Thank you. Good night, girls.
I hate it when she's right.
Who cares? I've got a date with a fireman.
Well, there it is. Last of my worldly possessions, huh? Now I'm just looking for that stairway to heaven.
Thanks a lot, man.
Totally. Death be not proud.
Gold, where's that guy going with all your stuff?
Well, the way I figure it, I won't be needing it anymore. I mean, what good's a matching set of Elvis glasses when you're dead?
Cody, great news. You're alive.
Don't toy with me, dude.
It's in the paper. They did a follow-up article on the Cody Lambert that died. Apparently, he was some big war hero in World War I.
World War I? How old was he?
116. They even have a picture of him.
Gimme. Well, That's not me.
Wow, man. Dude, I'm still alive. Wow, I can sing. I can dance. I can play my guitar. Right up.